It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish, visiting with David Widmar of AgEconomist.com and co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. David, let's talk about 2017 net farm income, forecasted to be lower this year. That's on your blog, but you talk about how conditions are a little bit better than a year ago. Can you explain that?
Yeah, Joe, the big headlines this week are that net farm incomes are down for 2017, down about 9% from last year. But when we take a look at what the USDA was forecasting a year ago, actually net farm incomes for 2016 and 15 and the year ago's forecast is actually better than, or was worse than, what our current forecast for 17 is. And what's been going on is that the USDA has been revising their estimates, and producers have actually adjusted their cost structure and pulled back on expenses a little faster than what initially was expected. And the outlook has kind of improved. So, give you a reference point, last year, for 2015, the USDA estimated net farm income around $50 billion in real terms, and now that's closer to $72 billion. That's closer to the long-run average. So a pretty big adjustment in just 12 months on that 2015 estimate.
And there's a graph. You can check out some of those estimates, of course, on the blog. It's at ageconomist.com. And let's talk about what you call some troublesome trends with farm debts and assets.
Yeah, so when we think about at the national level farm conditions, and even at individual firms, there's the kind of three big measures are income, debt, and assets. And what we've seen in the farm sector in the last few years is that net farm income has trended lower. Net farm income is half. It's reduced by 50% of the highs back in 2013. Now that's troublesome. In the last year, total farm assets have decreased by 1%, but on the other hand, total farm debt has gone up 5%. So we see falling net farm incomes, slightly lower farm assets, but higher farm debt. That makes it difficult for producers to service debt and to keep their financial ratios in order. And the trend is troublesome in the long run as that continues to erode.
Well, as we look ahead, could things in 2017 get better just like they did last year?
Yeah, so the kind of the easiest way, or the most expected way, that 2017 conditions could improve off the initial forecast is if commodity prices change. So if commodity prices rally a little bit here, we could see net farm incomes improve. We could also see some more adjustments in how the USDA is estimating their capital purchases and capital consumption that producers are going with. As we've talked about earlier, several months ago, everyone was a little surprised that farmers cut back on capital expenditures by 26%. So that's what we'll be looking at for later on in 2017, is how does that adjustment happen for 2016. These estimates are very insightful, they're very useful, but there are subject to revisions, and these revisions can sometimes be, you know, upwards or downwards, but they can also be significant. So we're going to keep an eye on that throughout the year.
Well, David, what's the takeaway for producers out there looking at these comparisons on farm incomes?
Yeah, so the big takeaway is that these are difficult times in agriculture. We've seen a big decline in net farm income over the last 4 years, up to 50% across the country as a whole. We've seen debts rising and assets starting to come down. So these are lining up for some difficult times financially. However, on the other side of the coin, as we talked about, is that the USDA a year ago had a more bleak outlook painted. So the adjustments haven't been as severe as kind of initially estimated or initially feared. So producers are going to need to take a careful look at their budgets, take a careful look at their financial situations, and be prepared and be planning for 2017 and any opportunities that might present themselves.
Well, for more on this topic, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For David Widmar with Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.